5:07, you are listening to Sabah and Muslim on Radio Islam International. In 2014, the Daily Vox ran an article, and in that article penned by Poncho Pilani, it is mentioned that the problem isn't black hair, it's racist cool. This was the headline, actually. And in that article, they mentioned that the continued disregard for black hair in schools is racist. 20 years after democracy, some schools have become more racially diverse, but the rules have not changed. Teachers and schools are not willing to accommodate black people and their hair in its most natural state. That is the real problem. Now, the school which has been hit by the latest racism round is the Pretoria Girls High School. And we are going to be joined on the line shortly by a former student, Mishka Wazir, and also by a current student who wishes to remain anonymous. The MEC for Education in the province, Panyaz Ali Sufi, says he is aware of the situation at the school, and he tweeted last night that he will be engaging in early morning discussions this morning. And so basically, in a nutshell, this school, this is the Pretoria Girls High School, is being accused by former students and current students of allowing racism or racist behavior, and also not allowing African students to grow their hair in what is considered to be a natural state. Now, this is an interesting development. And also, I mean, it's important and imperative for our listeners to understand that we cannot only raise issues when it has to do with the Muslim community, in as far as the beard, the headscarf, and all of that is concerned. But let's see how this will play out. Joining us on the line, we have, as I mentioned, a former student at the school, and that is Mishka Wazir. Mishka, we really thank you for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Now, looking at this particular school, in the 5 years that you spent studying at the Pretoria Girls High School, were you constantly exposed to racist encounters?
I do think that there was a lot of indirect racism present within the school, I think, in terms of administration, in terms of teacher-student relationships. It wasn't as overt as I think most people would imagine it to be, but it definitely was present. But I think that something that was very important is that we were very young, and I don't think that, I mean, many of us were living under the facade of the Rainbow Nation, and I don't think that many of us realized that what we were being exposed to was racism. But now that I think about it in retrospect, I think that it was incredibly damaging to our psyche as adolescent girls, and it was probably racist, most of the things that we did have to encounter.
Now, you mentioned it wasn't overt, indirect. Can you give an example or two that will perhaps give us a better indication as to what kind of behavior you had to encounter?
Something that particularly happened to African students was that teachers would, besides the hair issue, complain about the places that they came from, where they came from, the way that they spoke, things such as noise levels, just these very indirect things that they don't tend to attribute to white girls. So if a group of black girls were together and they were singing or they were talking loudly, which is something that all teenage girls do, it would be slightly more hard-hitting towards a group of black girls. And you would get these slight comments that I think many of the older white teachers would make about black girls being from certain areas or something, or they would do certain things that just black girls would do. And it would be very, almost, it would be as if you'd know that there was something wrong, but you didn't want to say anything because you weren't sure if it was okay to say.
Mm. Now, also joining us on the line, we have a current student who wishes to remain anonymous, as she's still currently at the school. Anonymous, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, good morning.
Mm. This current controversy, can you give us the details to it? Is it only about black students not being allowed to keep hair in its natural state, or is it more than that?
It's more than that. It's a number of racial remarks and comments that are made within our classrooms, within the hostels, our assemblies, when the principal makes speeches or announcements during our readings. I don't know if you want me to give you examples of the type of incidents that have taken place.
Give us an example or two, please.
There was an incident when a teacher, I have dreads, so a teacher referred to my dreadlocks as a bird's nest. there has been another incident when a teacher separated her geography class into, you know, black and white, and she wasn't faced with disciplinary action, but instead required to take a course or some sort. There was an incident when a friend of mine, she has an afro, was called out of her exam venue, or out of her exam rather, to fix her afro, fix her hair and pat it down, because it was a distraction. So these incidences are recurring, and the final straw was basically that of a young lady in grade 8 who was given a disciplinary hearing for writing in her English creative essay that white women are at more of an advantage than black women and white privilege, and she got a disciplinary hearing for that. And to top it off, she was told that her hair has reached its limits, her afro. So it's not only, you know, the hair issues, it's all around racism, and it just goes on.
Is it true there are rumors circulating that African students are sometimes referred to as monkeys? Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that. There have been a number of incidences where in class the teachers have referred to us as monkeys. In their defense, apparently it's with regards to our behavior at the time. We're acting like monkeys in that context, but it's still extremely derogatory.
Mm. And final question, Anonymous. I know you've got an exam to prepare for, but has any of this been taken up with the leadership of the school? Has any of these grievances been tabled via the official channels?
It has. It has. A number of parents have emailed the school before. No action has been taken. I believe everything gets swallowed in our principal's office. We as black girls get called up repeatedly to the office with regards to our hair, etc., and we write reports. Nothing gets done about them. We don't hear anything after that. At the beginning of the year, I believe a representative from the education department had come to speak to the school, and because we had tried to, you know, make a noise about the situation again, but it hadn't been as effective, and a representative came to speak to the school, but they didn't, you know, give us feedback on what had taken place. Hence, we moved to channels such as social media.
Yeah. In terms of teachers at the school and the administration and the leadership, is it still predominantly white?
Definitely. Okay. And that's why there are only about 5 black teachers, and they're also extremely afraid to defend us because, you know, they're afraid that they'll lose their jobs. And another thing is that with regards to our hair issues, a black teacher is assigned to deal with our hair. Never mind the fact that we have different hair textures as black people too. We have this and that. Because she is a black woman, she ought to deal with our hair.
All right.
You know, and there was an incident when I had bungee knots, and I was sent during a double math period. That is time out of my education. They sent me down to one of the teachers' classrooms, one of the black teachers' classrooms, and 2 black teachers had to help me undo the bungee knots because they weren't regulatory or some sort, instead of being a protective hairstyle for black girls.
Okay. Anonymous, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Sure thing.
Mishka, one more question to you.
Sure.
If you heard what she just described there, is it actually worse than when you guys were there?
I do think that this year incidents have increased. I have heard from some of my friends who are in lower grades that there does seem to be slightly more stringently inflicted rules against the girls. But obviously the thing is that my lived experience at that school, being an Indian girl, is very different to the lived experiences of black girls who went to that school. The things that I speak about are only the things that were told to me by my friend.
Mm.
Her lived experience is going to be very different. She's going to have experienced the racism a lot more directly because there was no actual racism against Indian girls, against Muslim girls, against many of the Asian girls or colored girls. Most of the racism directed by our predominantly white administration is directed towards African girls.
All right.
So the incident might have been just as prevalent when I was there, but I would have not acknowledged it or heard about it as much as the black girls in my grade would have.
All right,
and that's the big problem here.
Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Our news team, together with the Daily Vox team, are following up on the story.
Thank you so much. Walaikum salam.
It's just gone 5 minutes past seven. As I said, the news team will continue to follow up on the story, and we will try and get comment from the school as well. It's time now for the latest news.